This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Thanks for joining us on The Agenda today, and we welcome to our program the Wenatchee Valley Dispute Resolution Center Executive Director, Jennifer Talbot. And if you have a need to resolve a dispute, this is a wonderful service. They're actually a 501c3 nonprofit organization serving Chelan and Douglas County. I think at one time or another, you're going to have a situation where, whether it's a parenting issue with maybe a divorce, some sort of a legal challenge, this may be an option for you. And so we wanted to find out a little bit more. They also need mediators to help out with the service they provide as well. And in fact, just have a new mediator joining the team as well. So Jennifer, we wanted to get a couple of minutes of your time to explain a little bit more for those that aren't aware of the Wenatchee Valley Dispute Resolution Center. Thanks for joining us today on The Agenda.
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
So first off, this sounds like can it be a cheaper or a more affordable option as opposed to hiring attorneys and have them battle it out? Maybe explain a little bit of how the process works.
Yes, it can be. And mediation is basically an alternative to litigation. So it's another way of resolving a conflict instead of going before a judge or hiring an attorney. You can still have attorneys there during mediation, and that is a possibility. But it's a different process in that it allows both parties to come together to work through a guided, mediated process for settling their dispute.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I was going to say, in addition to, a divorce or parenting or property division, there are many other things that can be mediated. Workplace disputes, neighbor-to-neighbor disputes, tenant-landlord, consumer merchant disputes, all kinds of things.
So does it tend to be less adversarial? Would that be fair to say? Maybe a little bit more of a relaxed sort of process, I guess, when you're trying to resolve the conflict?
Yes, that is correct. So it's really an opportunity for people to be more involved and have a little more control over the outcomes of the process, because both parties first are agreeing to mediate, and then through that can hopefully come to some kind of agreement that both parties are going to be happy with. And it can be a fairly calm process.
That's the goal, at least. I think we all have the vision in our mind from watching too many legal dramas on TV. What are the keys to resolving a dispute that you tend to put into practice in a good mediation?
Right. Well, what happens is each party has an opportunity to basically have a statement of what their issues are and what kinds of things they're wanting out of the agreement. And each party, again, has that opportunity to do that in an uninterrupted way. The mediator is there to support and listen and provide some feedback. And then from there, there is work to be done. And so the mediators guide both parties through a process of agenda building, where they, write down all the issues and try to sort through those and come up with some kind of agreement.
What would you say would be, I guess, maybe the biggest advantages over using an attorney? Is that a fair question?
Yes, it is. And I think one of the things is that sometimes it can be resolved fairly quickly. Sometimes litigation can drag on for a long time, And the other thing is that the agreements are really doable and durable, and that's the goal, is to come up with something. I mean, if you're going to agree to that, that means you're most likely going to follow through. And if you've had some buy-in and ownership into that agreement, it's going to be a very durable agreement.
We're talking with Jennifer Talbot, who is the executive director for the Wenatchee Valley Dispute Resolution Center. When a mediation is arrived at, it's legally binding, correct?
Yes, it is. So those agreements are in writing, and both parties have signed that agreement. And if there's any feeling that you need to come back to mediation because that was not followed, you can do that, or you always have the option of going towards litigation and taking that into court.
Now, this would be wonderful if this was absolutely free. I'm assuming that there must be some sort of a fee for this. How do you charge for your service? Is it on a sliding scale fee, or how does that work?
We do charge for those services. And so the for a mediation, and we also have facilitation services as well, but we charge for a three-hour mediation. And then if there's additional sessions that are needed, we do charge for that. But we also offer our services on a sliding scale. So for folks in Chelan and Douglas County that are in need, we can certainly work with them.
All right. Well, I was going to ask if you had any other funding sources, or if folks donate to this, or so it's just pretty much covered by those that are receiving the services then generally?
Well, we do. Yeah, that is part of our revenue comes from the services provided. We do receive some funds from the state as well as from the county, and we are always happy to take donations from private citizens or organizations that really support the work that we do in our community.
Well, you have a new member of the mediation team, and it's Robert Smet. If I'm not mistaken,
yes.
He's a former police officer. So I remember that name from over the years. I've been here a long time. But So he has completed the mediation training. For folks that would find this, something that they would like to do, how long does the training take? What type of a background are you interested in having someone that could join your team after they get the right training?
Yes. Well, we do not have a specific background that is needed for mediation. If you are interested in learning the art of mediation, you're certainly welcome to do that. We have a really diverse mediation team. And the first part of that is our basic mediation training, which is a 40-hour training. And we recommend this for people who would like to become a mediator, a volunteer mediator, as well as just individuals or organizations that would like to learn more about communicating and dealing with conflict resolution in their workplace or in their personal lives.
All right.
Go ahead.
I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry about that, Jennifer.
That's okay. Well, I wanted to just let you know that if you decide after that basic mediation training that you would like to become a volunteer mediator with the Wenatchee Valley Dispute Resolution Center, there is a practicum that you enter, and that requires a certain number of observation hours, observing mediations, as well as practicing as a mediator during mediations. And then from there, you become certified and get to join our team.
We're talking with Jennifer Talbot, Executive Director of the Wenatchee Valley Dispute Resolution Center. I see that you've been selected as a secretary for Resolution Washington, which is a network of 21 of the nonprofit dispute resolution centers across the state. I didn't realize there were so many. Tell me a little bit about the work that the network does.
Well, we are through RCW. Our counties were authorized to be able to provide this alternative dispute resolution to help relieve the workload of our courts, and that's where we all kind of got started. And so there's these centers throughout the state, and we collectively together, basically govern all of us. So it's an exciting team and network to be a part of, and we support each other and make sure that we have high standards for what our mediators, our certification will be, and what kinds of programs we run.
So basically, to initiate a resolution, does this usually come when a judge suggests this, or what's the initial way to get the dispute resolution center services initiated?
Well, that is one way. You could have a judge refer you, or sometimes we get referrals from attorneys. But it's your own. If you're thinking that this is something you would like, you just need to give us a call or email us, and then we will start the intake process and see if mediation is a good fit for your situation.
Well, where are your offices located at?
Well, we are currently located in the Wenatchee World building.
No, okay. Right downtown on Mission there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give out the website. It's WVDRC, which is short for Wenatchee Valley Dispute Resolution Center.org. WVDRC.org. If you'd like to check out the website and learn more about the services of Wenatchee Valley Dispute Resolution Center, might be the option for you if you're looking at a divorce situation, property settlements, parenting plans, any kind of disputes. Get into those sticky situations. There is an alternative to just having have my attorney call your attorney situation, but you can have legal representation in the mediation as well. Might be another option for you to consider. Jennifer, congratulations on your appointment as secretary for your statewide organization, and hopefully we've encouraged some folks to maybe consider joining your team if they feel a calling.
We are having our basic mediation training coming up in November, as well as we're looking at doing some other workshops that the community might be interested in.
I appreciate your time today to explain a little bit more about the great work you're doing.
Thank you, Dave.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Well, on the line with us for today on The Agenda with the Community Foundation of North Central Washington, we welcome Claire Odie, who is the Director of Community Grants. That's a tongue twister for me there. Claire, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you're going to have some nonprofit workshops and also a big board celebration dinner as well. So sounds like a busy time of the year for the Community Foundation.
It is. We've got lots of fun stuff on the docket for October. So like you mentioned, we've got workshops coming on October 8th and October 9th. So one will be held at the Pivus Market here in Wenatchee, and then we'll also be doing the same workshop up in Twisp at the Arrow Metau. And the workshop is going to be on how to help nonprofits create and execute a fund development plan.
So we wanted to get you on the air to help any of our listeners that are involved with a nonprofit learn. This is their lifeblood, getting that source of funding. Who is going to be your presenter?
Exactly. So Carrie Anderson is a fantastic consultant, and she has worked with us in the past and worked with lots of different nonprofits of all different sizes, and is very familiar with kind of the rural landscape as well with nonprofits and sort of the unique challenges and also opportunities that we have here in more rural areas of Washington. So she is going to be a fantastic resource for our local nonprofits.
Now, the one in Wenatchee on Tuesday, October 8th, is going to be at the Pivus Market. I know you might think, oh, that's a ways off, but the following day, Wednesday, October 9th, at Arrow Metau up in Twist. But I guess the idea is you need to get the online registration going in. There is a fee. It includes the lunch, This is a good workshop. It goes from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. There's lots of material to cover, I would guess.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to help empower nonprofits to think about what the right revenue streams are for them, and how to fundraise for a healthy cash flow, and how to manage their time to get all of that work done. So really creating a great blueprint for their year and how to go about fundraising. So it'll be, you know, a five-hour workshop. Just $20 is the registration fee, and that includes lunch. We try to keep costs at a minimum to encourage nonprofits of all sizes to attend that. So it should be a really great event.
So being a nonprofit, I would imagine it's the same challenge that a for-profit business, in this case these are agencies, but it's funding sources, there's a lot of attrition. Things go away.
Yeah.
You need to develop new sources, improve, refine those ideas. I'm sure these are going to be some of the topics that will be covered, but it's getting harder and harder, I would assume.
It is. You know, it's tough. There's a lot of push to sort of diversify funding streams, just with sort of the uncertainty of how different grants will come through and that sort of thing. So really boosting our interaction with donors and making sure that we have lots of different revenue streams just in case of a downturn in the economy. So, yeah, it should be, it's, you know, always having a plan really is an empowering thing so that folks don't get caught off guard when things happen. So,
how many organizations do the Community Foundation of North Central Washington work with in our region? It's an awful lot, I know.
It is. It's a huge number because we cover all of Chelan, Douglas, and Okanagan County. So there are nonprofits all over the region, from tiny, small nonprofits that are just volunteer-run to larger nonprofits with staff. So there's a huge variety of organizations out there, from environment to arts to youth programs, social services. So we invite any organization to come out and learn.
So how do they register? Where do they go to do that?
So they can register really easily on our website. So you'll visit cfncw.org. Go to our Nonprofit Practices Institute page, and you'll be able to see the workshop for both Wenatchee and TWSP, and pick the one you'd like to go to. And there's a big green Register Now button, so we make it really easy for you.
Yeah, that was CFNCW, which is just kind of an acronym for Community Foundation of North Central Washington, CFNCW.org. That's where you go. Again, those workshops.
Yep.
Are coming up Tuesday, October 8th at the Pybus in Wenatchee, the following day, October 9th, Wednesday, up in Okanagan County at the Arrow Methow in TWSP. Well, it's going to be time to celebrate. You'll have board celebration dinners as well in Leavenworth and Winthrop pretty much the following week after your fall workshops.
Yeah, exactly. So we do a lot of hard work one week, and the next week we get to kind of step back and celebrate and have a good time. So we've got our board celebration dinners are open to any board member who serves on a nonprofit in Chelan, Douglas, or Okanagan County. It's a really fun night. It's a complimentary dinner, one at the Sleeping Lady Resort in Leavenworth and then up at the beautiful Sun Mountain Lodge in Winthrop. We always invite a special guest speaker to provide kind of a keynote to sort of celebrate the board service that's been done the year past, and also to inspire and ignite and get board members excited and ready to go for the following year of board service. So we have a wonderful dinner at each location and some wine and beer hour, and then we have a keynote speaker as well. So it's a great time to celebrate and connect with other board members around the region.
And again, you're going to need to, space is limited on that, so you need to get pre-registered for either of those board celebration dinners. So you do the Community Foundation grant, so you're an integral part of that. How does that cycle run during the course of the year, since you're a big part of that selection process?
Great question. Yeah, so I help facilitate our different competitive grant programs. Our large one, the Regional Impact Grant, those applications were due August 1st, so we received 60 applications this year for that grant program. And so our board of directors will be visiting all 61 organizations over the course of September. meeting face-to-face and getting to know a little bit more about the organization and their proposal, and then they'll have the really tough decision of narrowing that down to 25 grantees. So that's something to look forward to this fall as well.
Boy, it's hard to say no, because I'm sure there's so many worthwhile program requests, and less than half, unfortunately, can receive a grant. That is a tough decision.
It is. I don't envy those board directors. They've got their work cut out for them. But you know, there's so many great organizations working for different causes, and so it's great that we can find a way to partner with them and support them. And those 25 that are granted funds, they also participate in Give NCW, which is a crowdfunding campaign that happens from Thanksgiving Day to the end of December. And we put a catalog up on our website talking about the different projects that are available, the amount that we were able to fund, and then how much is left for them to meet their project goal. And we invite the public to make a donation to try to raise enough funds so that those nonprofits meet their funding goals. So it's a really cool opportunity to get involved with philanthropy, and it's a really fun process. It's just a $10 minimum donation, and we've had really, really great strong community support the last few years of doing that. So look out for that during the holiday season.
Yeah, I think almost anyone can chip in and be a part of that and feel good about their contribution. So in general, how did the Community Foundation of North Central Washington get started with a lot of charitable gifting from folks in our community who had the foresight to start this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, we started in 1986, and we've just grown tremendously over the years just from donor support. So we are just, you know, we're really blessed to have support from donors all over the region of all different size donations, and that's really what has got us here today to be able to offer some of these competitive grant programs. So it's a pretty powerful thing to see what funds can do when you add them all together, from small donations to big.
Yeah, and I know if you'd like to take a look at the website again, cfncw.org, consider with your estate planning. I'll put in the plug for you guys. You can take a look at that, how you can do that and have ongoing support for Community Foundation of North Central Washington. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with Claire Odie, the Director of Community Grants. If you're involved with a nonprofit, you might want to attend one of two workshops here in North Central Washington or up in Okanagan County. And if you've been involved in one of the local nonprofit boards as a volunteer, you might want to be attending the celebration dinners as well. So we'll give you some important dates as well when we come back on The Agenda.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
News Radio 560 KPQ on The Agenda with Claire Odie, the Director of Community Grants, and a busy fall season ahead. There are some fall workshops. If you are involved with a nonprofit and would love to get some great information on getting the resources to build your fundraising plan, if you're here in the Wenatchee area or if you're up in the Okanagan, there are some fall workshops that are planned. So, again, let's get those dates and how to register for that, Claire.
Absolutely. So we have October 8th, which is a Tuesday, for our Fund Development Plan workshop. That will be at Pybus Market in Wenatchee from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., lunch included. And then Wednesday, October 9th, at the Aero Metau in Twisp, again from 10 to 3, and just a $20 registration fee. So you can register on our website at cfncw.org.
And then you've got some board celebration dinners, again, about a week later in Leavenworth, the Sleeping Lady Resort. And that's Monday, October 14th, Wednesday the 16th at the Sun Mountain Lodge in Winthrop. And that's to honor and recognize nonprofit board volunteers. And sounds like a wonderful evening is planned there. And again, I would guess seating is limited on that. And where do you, you go to the same website to reserve a spot for that?
Yes, please. Yes. So go to the same website, cfncw.org. And space is limited. It's a complimentary dinner, but we do need registration. It is limited seats. But it's a really special event, so we encourage you, if you would like to come, please join us and sign up as soon as you can to make sure that you have a spot.
Well, keep up the great work for it. I love the slogan, For Good Forever. That's
yes.
The Community Foundation for of North Central Washington. And Claire Odie, the Director of Community Grants, joining us today. And appreciate your time today, Claire.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the invitation.